Mr. Kubrick
wants to learn how to make the pennies.
Yes,
okay?
These gold pennies are fast. I didn't know that you could make a gold penny.
Should we do that, Mark? Should we show him how to make a gold penny?
Yes.
Okay, so this isn't a chemistry class, all right? So sometimes I'll bring you stuff that the high school chemistry teachers are doing. So let me show you the process, and it's very, very cool.
Okay.
So first of all, what you do is you take regular copper pennies. So right. Here are these copper pennies, and you shine them up a little bit, and we learned that taco sauce does a good job with that with another segment
that
we did.
Oh, I've seen that
before. So remember that? So we shined them up, and then the secret was this. Tell him, Mark, what is that stuff right there?
That's zinc.
That is zinc. You've never seen zinc before. Zinc, it's like
a
dust.
It's a gray powder.
Yeah, it's like a little gray powder
that
you see there, all right?
Okay.
So you have to take that. Now, here's where the little danger factor comes in, because we've got sodium hydroxide. That's lye. All right. So sodium hydroxide goes in there, and we're just, of course, using water right now, so you can kind of see what happens. Okay. But you mix the zinc and the sodium hydroxide together, and I want you to take a look at what happens here. You can actually cause that penny to turn silver.
It's
all right?
Silver.
So that's
first.
A silver
look at that.
Penny.
Looks like a dime almost.
Right. So, right. But what does it really have on there, Mark? What is it?
Zinc.
That's exactly right. So it's zinc. Now here comes the cool part. You got to put on your safety glasses for the cool part.
Right.
Ready? So
okay.
Put on your safety glasses. Right. Put on your safety glasses. Now, Mark, what happens when you take copper and you mix it with zinc?
It turns brass.
It turns
but it
into
looks
brass.
Like gold.
But it looks like gold. You're right. So, and the way that we have to do that is we kind of have to fuse it. So as teachers teach kids about alloys, this is what you would see here.
Okay.
So you ready? So here, watch this. Let me grab one of the little pennies here.
Silver penny.
One of the silver pennies that actually has zinc on it. And now if you watch very carefully, we're going to heat up the penny, and you can actually see it start to turn. You tell me when... Oh,
look at that. It goes to gold.
Would you look at that?
That is way
cool. Isn't that very, very cool?
Now,
I've got a bunch of them in this little tray that's right over here. So take a look at the tray, and we're just going to fire this up. So here's a dish, and we're just going to fire up the dish. So watch what happens when we heat them up like this. So we're actually learning to make an alloy with this. So you heat them up like this, and you can see kind of that color. There it goes.
There it comes.
There's your color change.
Oh, they turn just almost instantly.
Just amazing. So they'll turn that way. So again, one of those things that a kid would do in a chemistry class, one of the problems is, Mark, I was telling you, they're showing up on Google, and they're showing up on Google because people are putting them back into circulation.
Right,
you can't put them back into circulation.
So you can make your gold pennies and hang on to them.